ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه. اما بعد, my dear brothers, in the series on حقوق العباد, the number one of the rights of the people which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, in Surah Al-Luqman and elsewhere. The first one who has among the ibad, among the people who have rights on us, are our parents. The first haqq is of the parents. And there are many ahadith to show or indicate what is the right of the parents. In one hadith, a sahabi came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I took my mother for Hajj and she cannot walk, so I carried her on my back for the entire Hajj. Alhamdulillah, we have done Hajj. We know what it is, and we know what it is today when we are doing Hajj in air-conditioned circumstances. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the ones who spend the money to provide conveniences for the Hujjaj. Our Hajj is a Sunday picnic compared to what Hajj was in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Sahabi came and he said, I took my mother for Hajj and I carried her on my back for the whole Hajj. Have I fulfilled her right? And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you have not even fulfilled the right of one pain that she underwent when she was delivering you. You know, the birth pains, they come in waves. He said, you have not even fulfilled the right of one of those pains, not even the whole thing, one pain. A man came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, my father comes and he takes my wallet, he puts his hand in the pocket of my thob and I have some money there, and he takes it and he uses it and he does not even tell me. And then when I go into the market, I have to buy something, I think I have money and I put my hand in my pocket and I find there is no money. So please advise my father not to do this. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if your father takes you and sells you in the market as a slave, that is his right. He said, forget about taking your money. If he takes you and sells you in the market as a slave, that is his right. So whatever you have, you and whatever you have is the right of your parents. It is not, they are not, you are not doing any favor whatsoever if you serve your parents. And this is the message we get from this and these and many other ahadith on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The point I want to make is, and if you think about it, just think about this, you know, how many of us are even aware, how many of us even know, because this is purely from the parents. The children, even if they did it, most of them at least, will somehow let the parents know what they did. But how many of us even know how many nights our mothers sat up nursing us when we were sick? Do we even know the number of nights? Even if we were not sick, one of the first things that happens is that when the baby is born is the baby wakes up in the night, the baby has to be fed. Who wakes up to do that? Does a mother ever talk about it? Did your mother ever talk about it? Did your mother ever tell you, I woke up so many times in the night to feed you? Huh? Ask yourself this way. Did your mother ever tell you? Or do you think some angel came and fed you? Huh? Malaika, Allah sent Malaika to feed you. Who fed you? If your mother had not woken up in the night to feed you, you would not be sitting here. You would be dead long time. Anytime, the moment a child is born, the whole life of the parents changes. Completely, it gets restructured totally. everything the parents do is now revolves around that child. The child school, the child this, when the child grows up, becomes a child school, and so on and so on and so on, including where parents have career choices, they consciously choose not to do something because it will upset the routine of the children. So, for example, the father may get transferred, may get a better job. If he goes to a different city, he might say, no, I'm okay here, because the children will get. And I have yet to see children who left a good job and who, you know, who chose not to get a promotion and come and live and serve the parents. When parents have grown old, I have yet to see, wallah alam, I'm sure there must be somebody in the world, but I have yet to see children leaving their jobs and coming and serving their parents. This I have not seen. And how many cases do we know? Right here in our city, there was a time when, I still remember, there was a time not too long ago when we talked about old people's homes, you know. They call them by all kinds of names, but that's basically what it is. Old people's homes, when we talked about old people's homes, and he says so-and-so has gone, our parents have been sent to old people's home, we said, you know, this is the sickness of Western society. This happens only in the West. Today it's no longer the case. Today what is worse is that we don't take care of our parents, and we also don't have old people's homes. So in many cases, in our countries, it would have been a very good thing if there were actually good old people's homes, because those parents would be better looked after by nurses than they are being looked after by their own children in their own homes. And in some cases, they are not in their own homes. Children are sending some money. The parent, the mother or the father or whoever it is living alone by themselves. They've got a couple of servants. No one to talk to. Loneliness. The biggest disease of old age is loneliness. It's not physical, you know, something is wrong. People are okay. Loneliness. All those you shared your memories with are gone. Who do you talk to? What do you say to them? Birral Walidain, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the famous hadith of the three young men who were trapped in the cave, and one of them stood by the head of the bed of his parents with a bowl of milk all night. He did not feed the children, waited for the mother and father to wake up to drink their milk, because that was their routine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this so much that he saved the life of that young man when he made dua using this action as the wasila. I remind myself and you, therefore, to take stock of what we are doing with our parents. May Allah protect us. There is no evil that does not exist in our society, in our own homes. We have Muslims who are rude to their parents. We have Muslims who ignore the parents. We have Muslims who, may Allah forgive us, beat their parents. Many cases, people come and tell me, there are Muslims who do everything to their parents that they should not do. And then you say, the Jannah is under the feet of the mother. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the mother and the father are two doors of Jannah. When one dies, one door closes. When the other one dies, the other door closes. So let us value our parents while they are there. And for those whose parents have passed away, don't miss a single day where you do not pray for your mother or father who passed away in tahajjud. I do this many times. I generally ask people, suddenly ask them, how many of you prayed for your parents in tahajjud today? I've never seen more than maybe 5% of the audience who did. So what do you think your children are going to do? Because children listen with their eyes. Please understand very clearly, children will treat you like you treat your parents. Because how to treat parents, they learn from you. If they see you being rude to parents, wait for the day when that same child will be rude to you. Wait for the day, that day will come. I will assure you that day will come. That day will come when those children which you brought up will be rude to you, will go against your will, and they will do things which will make you cry tears of blood. And you are the one who is responsible because you taught them that. Don't worry about what you tell people. Nobody says be rude to parents. But how is it that children learn to be rude to parents? Because they see you doing that. So it's not what we say, it is what we do. What is it that they are seeing us doing? I can tell you many stories. I'm not going to waste time telling stories because none of those stories is going to help us. What is going to help us is our own actions. So let us take stock of what we are doing, of how we are treating our own parents, and make tawbah and go and apologize to them if that is required. And if they have passed away, make dua for their maghfirat, give sadaqat for sadaqatul jariyah for them, build masajid for them, give charity for them, and make sure that you straighten your actions before you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as I said, the issue of rights is that rights have duties, and we will be questioned about those duties. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which angers Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.